27th of May, St. Augustine of Canterbury, Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ is the chief shepherd, the leader of his flock. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ is the chief shepherd, the leader of his flock. Come, let us adore him. The saints who toiled from place to place, spreading the gospel of God's grace, now in their heavenly homeland dwell, with Christ, whom here they served so well. Alert at thy command to go, and everywhere thy word to sow, they went, O Master, far and wide, eager but yet unsatisfied. Thine was the task they took in hand, thine their good news for every land, thine was their power and thine again, their passion for the souls of men. If anyone wishes to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant of all. Psalm 20. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If anyone wishes to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant of all. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. Psalm 91. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. Well done, good and faithful servant, come and join your master's joy. Psalm 91 continued. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild ox of strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes look in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well done, good and faithful servant, come and join in your master's joy. You will hear the word from my mouth. You will speak to them in my name. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2. You know yourselves, my brothers, that our visit to you has not proved ineffectual. We had, as you know, been given rough treatment and been grossly insulted at Philippi. And it was our God who gave us the courage to proclaim his good news to you in the face of great opposition. We have not taken to preaching because we are deluded or immoral or trying to deceive anyone. It was God who decided that we were fit to be entrusted with the good news. And when we are speaking, we are not trying to please men, but God, who can read our inmost thoughts. You know very well, and we can swear it before God, that never at any time have our speeches been simply flattery or a cover for trying to get money. Nor have we ever looked for any special honour from men, either from you or anybody else, when we could have imposed ourselves on you with full weight as apostles of Christ. Instead, we were unassuming, like a mother feeding and looking after her own children. We felt so devoted and protective towards you, and had come to love you so much that we were eager to hand over to you not only the good news, but our whole lives as well. Let me remind you, brothers, how hard we used to work, slaving night and day, so as not to be a burden on any one of you while we were proclaiming God's good news to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, that our treatment of you, since you became believers, has been impeccably right and fair. You can remember how we treated every one of you as a father treats his children, teaching you what was right, encouraging you, and appealing to you to live a life worthy of God, who is calling you to share the glory of his kingdom. Another reason why we constantly thank God for you is that as soon as you heard the message that was brought you as God's message, you accepted it for what it really is, God's message and not some human thinking, and it is still a living power among you who believe it. What do you think is our pride and our joy? You are, and you will be the crown of which we shall be the proudest in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes. You are our pride and our joy. Responsory, based on Acts chapter 20. Keep watch over the flock of which the Holy Spirit has given you charge. Christ is the chief shepherd, the leader of his flock. Come, let us adore him. Stewards are expected to show themselves trustworthy. Christ is the chief shepherd, the leader of his flock. Come, let us adore him. A reading from the letters of Pope St. Gregory the Great, Book 9. The light of holy faith was poured out upon the race of the Angles. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. For a grain of wheat fell into the earth and died, that he might reign not only in heaven. Through his death we live, by his weakness we are strengthened, by his death we are freed from suffering, through his love we seek in Britain brothers whom we do not know, and by his gift we find those whom in our ignorance we were seeking. For who can fully tell the joy that has sprung up in the hearts of all the faithful because the race of the angels, through the grace of Almighty God and the labours of your brotherhood, has had the light of holy faith poured out on it, and the darkness of error driven away. Now, in purity of mind, they trample down those idols which previously they served in insane fear. They worship Almighty God with pure hearts, and by the rules that they have learnt from the holy preaching, they are restrained from falling into evil deeds. With their souls they serve the divine commandments, and in their minds they are raised up by them. They bow down to the ground continually in prayer, that their minds may not lie prostrate on the earth. Whose work is this, if not the work of him who says, "My Father is working even now, and I am working"? It is by his power, and not by the wisdom of men, that the world is converted. And to prove that he has chosen unlearned men to be his preachers, and has sent them into the world. This too is what he is doing at the present time, for he has deigned to do mighty works among the angels through weak men. But in this heavenly gift, dearest brothers, there is something to cause great joy and great fear. For I know that Almighty God, through your love, has shown great miracles in the race which he willed to choose. This heavenly gift must cause you fearful joy and joyful fear. Joy because the souls of the angels are drawn by external miracles to interior graces, and fear that the weak soul may become elated and presumptuous at these signs, and that what brings it outward honour may cause it to fall inwardly into vain glory. We must remember that when the disciples returned in joy from their preaching, said to their heavenly Master, "Lord, in your name even demons are subject to us." They heard at once, "Do not rejoice because of this, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." A responsory from Philippians 3 and Corinthians 1. My friends, join in imitating me. You have us for a model. Watch those whose way of life conforms to it. The lessons I taught you, the traditions I have passed on, all that you heard me say or saw me do, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I appeal to you, my brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, agree among yourselves. The lessons I taught you, the traditions I have passed on, all that you have heard me say or saw me do, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Almighty God, you led the English people to the gospel by the preaching of St. Augustine of Canterbury. Grant that his work may last on in the Church and bear fruit in every generation. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.